This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Get your drugs here. Cheap drugs here. Out of Congress. Cheap drugs everywhere you go. Gosh, we don't have enough drugs in America, Super Don. We're here to fill the gap. Cheap drugs like nowhere else in America, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, what the heck? What show did I tune in?
What show is this?
What show did I tune into today? What is going on? Well, you know, I'm rallying after 2.5 hours of yard work and garden work and weeding, and I just got to distract my muscles at the moment, and so I yelled, drugs, drugs for everybody! All right, this is where we start today. Congress. Could Congress be to blame for higher drug prices?
No, wait a minute.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
Congress is against high drug prices. That's part of Hillary Clinton's campaign, is going after high drug prices.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, come on. Reality, is it ever different than what politicians say? Maybe? A little? This is a pretty interesting story you found today. Lawmakers are just freaking out. They're venting outrage. We're outraged, I say. Outrage off high prescription drug costs. But the article actually, this is NBC News, mainstream media, pharmaceutically conflicted, acknowledging that Republican and Democratic-controlled Congresses, presidents of both parties, set the stage for startling prices that have consumers on edge.
How could that be?
I know. How could that be, right? Now, I've said it, and I'll say it again, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance, especially the kind mandated by Obama. But what they did, and this goes back to Bush, Medicare Part D, we're going to subsidize drugs so old people can get more drugs because they don't have enough drugs. Old people, they're deficient in drugs. So we're going to subsidize them. Thank you, George Bush. And then, of course, the Democrats said, yeah, double down, triple down. We're going to make sure that in Obamacare, we've got all the drugs you can want. And if you can't afford them, we'll subsidize them. Problems there as well. So over the last 13 years, more taxpayer finance coverage for prescription drugs. Does anybody wonder why drug prices keep going up? It's kind of like college. Universities, over the course of the 20th century, kind of maintained a status quo or a stability in pricing. And then when the government started involving itself in offering loans, a.k.a. low interest / free money or grants and other things, guess what? College prices skyrocketed. Why? Because there was more money coming to subsidize it. When you subsidize something, you get more of it and it becomes more expensive. But the people don't know because they're not paying out of pocket. It's coming from a third party. They believe it beams in from the Starship Enterprise. Where does that come from? This is an alien technology that both Democrats and Republicans have tapped into ever since the aliens landed in Roswell in the 1940s.
Oh, and then suddenly I thought you were talking expensive. About from Mexico.
Well, yeah, they could be coming in from Mexico now, but don't worry, don't you worry. We'll build a wall to keep the Americans in.
You know, this is a great story because if you think about it, mm-hmm. You know, basically what they're doing is they're showing the process where Congress expanded taxpayer funding for these drugs for Medicare?
Yes.
And so basically, if you really think about it, you've got these high drug prices that people have already paid for with their taxes, right? Mm-hmm. So you're almost getting a double hit on these drugs. Not only are you paying for them on the back end through taxes, but yeah, you're also paying for them on the front end with the actual label price.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So these drugs are actually more expensive than people realize.
Yeah, but the drug industry, they're secretly happy about all of this, right? Even Obama didn't curtail drug prices, and Hillary's not going to do it either. And I just look at this and I say, you know what? Why is the drug industry saying it's happy? He's like, no, we don't need more intervention. Let the free market decide the prices. It's like, that's the biggest joke ever. It's a sick joke, no pun intended, because there hasn't been a free market in medicine in, I don't know, at least since Nixon, maybe a little before. We could go back all the way to the Flexner Report of 1910 and show you how the monopoly was on in the 20th century, and it extends and destroys health care in the 21st. By the way, Shana Tova! Super Don, you know what that means?
Bless you.
Shana Tova, Happy New Year. Rosh Hashanah starts tonight.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, all of the Jewish boys and girls get to, you know, shoot off fireworks tonight. Shana Tova. So that's Happy New Year in Hebrew, right?
Okay.
Just a little bit of Hebrew. Usually I do Latin. We'll do some Latin homeopathy today because we got Scylla Whatcott joining us next hour. You know, this time next week, we'll be wrapping up the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, a worldwide choice. We're going to get you plugged in. You've got a few days to decide. St. Pete, Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. All right, so the drug price is going up because it's being subsidized. Obamacare. And you know, the thing is, this is set up for what Bernie Sanders wants. Whether he's president or not, he's going to get it because this intervention in the marketplace that government has done since the last, I don't know, 50, 60 years has set the stage for abject bankruptcy for everybody because nobody can afford the drugs. Now, I would argue that nobody really needs them, per se. I mean, yes, there's a place for intervention, acute care, but outside of that, the blockbuster drugs, nobody really needs them. Statins in particular, we'll get to. But the idea that you can just simply subsidize it, it will become cheaper? It's lunatic. It's a lunatic asylum for drugs. And if you look at this, the more you intervene in the marketplace to support it for poor people, the more it becomes expensive for everybody else. And maybe a few poor people can get some drugs because they're being subsidized by everybody else. If that's what you think, do you think poor people need more drugs? I would argue just the opposite. They need fewer drugs and they need more nutrition. Now, second story related to this is about the Obama administration. Apparently, it broke its own rules on health care. No, that would never happen. It's according to the Government Accounting Office, they say, or General Accounting Office, GAO, Government Accountability Office. The Obama administration failed to follow its own health reform law in a $5 billion dispute over compensating insurers for high costs from seriously ill patients. The thing is with ACA Obamacare is that it covered pre-existing conditions where you think, oh, that's great, now we're covered. But, of course, it bankrupts insurance companies who have to insure against loss with the occasional person that would have a very expensive claim or claims. And when you mandate payments for people who are already sick, you've destroyed the basic premise for insurance, is to cover unexpected catastrophes. And now it's not unexpected catastrophes, it's just paying for stuff. Yeah, maybe you could argue people need it, but I would argue once again that people don't need the things that they're covered for. They need food. They need nutrition. They need detoxification. They need the basics. None of that's covered under Obamacare. But it did, you know, of course, Obamacare, you know, we disagree. We didn't really, fudge these numbers, right? The law specified that the fee would collect $25 billion between 2014 and 2016. And $5 billion of that would go directly to the Treasury to reimburse. But they didn't collect enough because people are like, screw it, I'll pay the fine or I'll not participate at all because this thing pretty much sucks.
Yeah, well, if you remember, we two have talked about this before where they gambled, basically, with Obamacare, yep, saying, you know what, it's going to be great because all of these young, healthy people that aren't going to need it are going to sign up.
Right.
And it turned out that the young, healthy people are like, you know what? I'm fine. I don't need it, and I'd rather pay $100, you know, fine, than pay some monthly thing for something I'm not going to use.
How dare you, liberal millennials, for not participating, contributing your mandated fair share to cover things that you don't. Yeah, listen, this is it's going to collapse. It's going to crumble. The only question is, will people buy into socialism, or will they recognize that we need the freedom to heal? We need the freedom to access all methods of healing: energetic, homeopathic, herbal, chiropractic, naturopathic, and it has to be outside of a monopoly system. It has to be able to compete for your health care dollar in a true free market where you don't get to lie about what you do. You have to be truthful and honest about what you do or what your training is. But you're also not restricted because a bunch of authoritarian skeptics rule that because you do energy work, that's not legitimate. No, it's not for them to say it's legitimate unless you believe in a kingdom or under an emperor. And, of course, we do under the oligarchy. The FDA declares what is legitimate and what is not. And materialistic, reductionist, authoritarian skeptics get to tell you by force of government what you can and can't do. Does that sound like freedom to you? Or is freedom too scary in health and healing that you want more government intrusion? You want Bernie care? Or whatever Hillary decides to bring you, which will be, of course, more mandated drugs and participation in the medical monopoly. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we actually enjoy our health, freedom, and healing liberty here. And I enjoy bringing it to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our syndicator, our home and radio. And, of course, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts on UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. Those of you who are listening right now, thank you. You can tell your friends. If you don't have a radio station where you are, just go to robertscottbell.com, press play, and it's there for you, and you can be listening right now. But is anybody yet still under the illusion in this audience that we need more government intrusion into health care, which is not health care, it's disease creation and disease management? By drugs, by vaccines, by toxic poisons, whether it be injected or ingested or rained down on you from above or from within the food you eat, in the case of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and GMOs. This is the world in which we live. It is an insane asylum, and the inmates are running it, and they're profiting off of your ignorance and their arrogance. Is that what you want to participate on going forward? Is that what you're going to vote for? Whoever you're going to vote for? Or do you elect to sit it out and say, you know what? They don't have my permission anymore. They don't have my consent anymore. I'm going to go back into my garden and start growing stuff. There's good news in some states. They're going to allow you to grow some stuff that will actually help you. We'll get to that as well. Homeopathy in the crosshairs. The FDA team's coming up next. We got alternatives to statin drugs. We got Silowatka talking homeoprophylaxis this hour as well. The notes will be up in a bit. Captain Morgan's working on them. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sometimes we can be hard on the Fear and Death Administration. Yeah, we can take the FDA to task for all of the damage they do to health freedom and healing liberty. But not today, my friends. Today they're going after homeopathic terrorists.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Thank goodness for the FDA team saving us from those dangerous teething tablets. They're attacking our children, Super Don. What is wrong with these homeopathic companies? Oh, my gosh. Teething tablets have been on the market since the early 20th century. Highland's one of the oldest brands out there in America. Teething tablets. And now the FDA is issuing a warning. Risk to infants and children. Who is this to? The audience. The consumer. This is just a couple of days ago this came out. The FDA warning consumers that homeopathic teething tablets and gels may pose a risk to infants and children. I'm like, really? Homeopathic medicine suddenly now after 200 plus years of use is dangerous to kids? I mean, I remember telling this story years ago when my nephew and niece, they were infants. They were babies, basically, old enough to kind of create a ruckus if you let them. And I was traveling with my homeopathic medicine kit. It had like 100 different little little vials with all those little medicated BB pellets, right? And at one point, as they're playing with them, because it's like fun, all these little things, they're contained, right? The little girl grabs one of them and starts saying, "Mine, mine, 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 mine." I was like, "What is that? What is she doing? Mine, 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 mine." And I take it out of her hand. It happened to be homeopathic chamomilla. One of the key remedies for, guess what? Teething.
and she happened to be teething at that moment. What are the odds out of 100 of those vials, she grabs the one she needed? Tell me that, Super Don. Thank goodness the FDA team didn't show up and raid the house I was in at that moment. But this article is saying that, oh my gosh, the teething tablets are dangerous, they're causing problems, there's some scary ingredients like belladonna.
Belladonna. Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh belladonna. My.
Yes. Yes. Now, belladonna is a toxic poison, but when you convert it into homeopathic form, you dilute and succuss, that's a shaking, serial dilution and succussion, to the point where there's infinitesimal amounts. At 12x, that's 1 times 10 to the 12th power. I mean, you've got 12 zeros. You've got, it's just immeasurable. What, you know what? You might, who might you hurt, let's say, at that level? A baby flea might die from belladonna. I don't know. I don't even think that.
A baby flea?
Right, wow. Exactly. A teething baby flea. Don't give them teething tablets, homeopathic. Now, at 12x, of course, it is still measurable, quantifiable. If you go out to 24x, you now hit the number of Avogadro. Avogadro's number, that's the point at which there shouldn't be, based on math, any molecules of the original substance you diluted. So we get into what's called non-material potencies or attenuations, 12C or 24X. Again, this is technical homeopathic stuff, but suffice it to say, at 12X, you'd be hard-pressed to hurt any baby, even consuming an entire bottle of pellets with that. Now, in the Highland product, and again, it's not just picking on Highland. It's saying, I don't know, there might be some products out there that I might look at and go, "Ooh, I don't want my kids taking that." But in general, if it's truly a homeopathic form of medicine, there should be no issue whatsoever. And what we may bring that up with Scylla at Whatcott. Calc Fos 6X, that's one part per million. Chamomilla, one part per million. Coffea cruda, one part per million. Belladonna, one part per, what's six, it's 12, 1 in 12 zeros. Is it quintillion? Figure that out. It's just not there. There's no there there. Now, even going beyond the number of 24X and 12C, we now know with nanotechnology, the ability to look at these things, that there may be nanoparticles still in existence beyond Avogadro's number. But still, this is a nonsense warning. Unless they start mentioning the specific brands that they're pointing to, then I can assess them for why they might be a problem or why they are not a problem. But guess what? The Fear and Death Administration, the FDA team, fails to mention anything like that. They just don't want kids taking teething tablets. What do they want them on? Probably acetaminophen to destroy their liver. No problem there, FDA! Give the kids some liver toxic drugs! That's it. That's what we need more of, on top of the vaccines that you tolerate, or you at least say, not only do we tolerate them, we want every kid to have them. Fear and Death Administration. No respect for me, my friends. But you, on the other hand, respect you after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right.
Get some Echo Water. I'll be right back.
High concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Seriously, how many reports of children being taken to the emergency room for teething tablet overdose versus acetaminophen, Tylenol overdose? I mean, what universe does the FDA operate in?
And you know, the funny thing is, Robert, that when I was reading this, I was like, you know, this looks familiar. Yeah, you know, I've seen something about the teething tablets before. And so I just did a little Google search, and I don't know what it is about October and teething tablets, but 6 years ago, the FDA put out almost an identical alert saying the exact same thing back in 2010, October of 2010, asking for people, please report adverse events, and this is dangerous, and be careful, and blah, blah, blah. So it's like they've been going after these guys for years.
Yeah, every 6 years, perhaps? I don't know. Is it like the FDA maximum, kind of like the sun has a maximum
cycle? The Halloween teething tablet
Right, yeah.
Something, I don't know.
Yeah. Our good friend Liz from England, my good friend Liz, she says they need to make up their mind. First, homeopathy is nothing but sugar pills. Now it's dangerous. That's good. Yeah, Liz, you got it right. That's why you put it out there as an eye roll alert. Yeah, every once in a while they got to, do bidding for their pharmaceutical masters and say, yes, teething tablets are bad. We need them to have more toxic liver toxic drugs like acetaminophen to chill the pain. Now, granted, you can have those frozen teething things, right? The teething rings that are frozen, that helps too. There's nothing wrong with that. But, of course, they often put those in plastic. You chew on the plastic, you get bisphenol A. You get a lot of endocrine disruption. How's that a problem? Well, it is a problem. The teething tablets? I don't think so. Now, until they come out with a very specific warning based on a specific ingredient at a specific level, I might take this more seriously. But this is a crock of FDA garbage that they're coming out against it. Now, we'll talk more about homeopathy a little later in the program with Cilla Whatcott. We've got the big homeoprophylaxis event coming up next weekend, and I hope to see you there. Ty Bollinger will be there with me. We'll do some interviews about the alternatives to vaccination and more. And if you haven't planned to be at St. Petersburg, Florida, come and see me. We'll be there. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Our good friend Peter McCarthy, who's with Health Freedom Texas, he says it's not patentable and it's not a pharmaceutical drug, therefore it's dangerous. Boy! Right? Exactly, Peter. You got that right. Now we got to go to something else that's really dangerous. A plant. A plant that God created and that people are voting on in the state of Massachusetts. I wonder what those heathens in Massachusetts will vote on regarding cannabis.
In the early 1900s.
Oh, we don't need the FDA team again.
Not yet.
They're trying to come back in. They're going to try. But this is what we want. Cannabis update time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A new poll in Massachusetts shows the voters there are poised to approve cannabis legalization this November. Now, Super Don, again, various states say medical only, others say medical and recreational. And Massachusetts, what do they got on their calendar to vote on this time on it says question four, November.
Yeah. Well, it looks like if this goes through, Massachusetts will join Oregon, Washington, and Colorado in legalizing both recreational and the distribution of cannabis for everyone 21 years of age and older.
What about California? It's not recreational there yet?
No. They're on the list as well. They've got that coming up, and it looks like that may be passing in California as well, which is surprising. You would think it would have already by now.
Sure.
But they haven't quite made it there yet.
Yeah, I want to pipe some into Richard Pan's office in California to chill him out on the vaccine issue.
Phil Havila's office full of smoke.
Yeah. According to a new poll conducted in conjunction with WBZ-TV and WBZ News Radio and UMass Amherst, 53% of Massachusetts voters likely to vote in the upcoming election are in support of question four to legalize cannabis, 40% opposed, 7% undecided. So if every undecided person decided to oppose the initiative, it would still enjoy a 6% lead. So it's looking pretty good for Massachusetts, interestingly enough. Now, we're already at, what were we at, 23, 24 states, District of Columbia. We're almost to that halfway mark. What happens, we've got 6 or 7 states on the ballot this November on the question of legalizing cannabis. Most medical, but some, as you see here, recreational. Does it tip? I mean, at 50% plus, where the feds just go, I give up? Or do they fight back?
You've got strongholds here and there where they're still, you know, using the same old argument. I'm trying to remember where it was. There was another state I was reading about a couple of days ago where they're still using the argument or trying to, where it's like, oh, business won't come to our state. It's going to hurt us economically. And I'm just looking at this and I'm going, okay, unless you have no idea that Colorado, Washington, and Oregon are in the United States, and if you haven't paid any attention to what's going on there, it's the complete opposite now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making it harder for these guys to come up with these old, busted, moldy arguments that have been used for years, because they've all been disproven. They've been debunked in right. every state that's done it now. They're showing the complete opposite. They're showing that the business climate has flourished.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's coming in from the sale, when it's regulated by the state, is benefiting everybody. The crime rates are going down. The opioid addiction rates are going down. It's like, why would you stand in the way of this unless you've got some kind of propaganda thing stuck in your brain that it's going to, you know, do all these things, you know, like reefer madness or something, you know?
Well, there are economic imperatives by some groups and some people. And, you know, drunk driving rates go down, too. That's what they found, interestingly yeah. enough. The, you know, like in Florida, there's a group of grocery stores known as Publix. And they have put in, I don't know, $500,000 against the constitutional amendment on cannabis in Florida. Why? Well, they make a lot of money in their pharmacies on the sale of drugs, and they already know what's happening in the states that legalize it. The use of opioids and other pain-killing drugs drops.
God, well, I think they'd make a bunch of money on, like, Doritos and Oreo cookies and stuff, do you know?
They're not looking. I think the markup's greater on drugs or something, you know?
Yes,
that's the only thing I can think. So that's really the opposition. Now, they polled the people in support of it, and the top reason at 30% was simply, they said, because cannabis is not as dangerous as other drugs, clearly. We are hard-pressed to find danger in cannabis as we looked honestly and openly with scientific integrity into the use of that plant. The main reason for opposition, 36% of those opposed stating the potential harm associated with its use. The potential. You think we would have seen it by now. But all of the things that they claimed were true about it were lies. And, you know, Ty Bollinger and I wrote extensively about CBD in particular, but THC as well, the cannabinoids in hemp, or marijuana as it's called, but I like cannabis as I call it, and not using the slang or derogatory term. There's so much to benefit. CBD, particularly from hemp, right now is available in all 50 states, thanks to our friends at CV Sciences. And if you go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, you can get it at 15% off every day because you're a Robert Scott Bell Show listener. When you sign out to order your stuff, pluscbdoil.com, any of the products, enter the code RSB15. RSB15 to get 15% off. That's totally cool. And there are a lot of independent natural products retailers that carry the Plus CBD oil as well. Great stuff. Now, if we look at the THC issue, again, that there is more psychoactive components, granted, if you smoke it, if you're wanting to use it recreationally. But even so, the harm that it causes you apparently is little to none, based on what we've been covering and uncovering with the research. Again,
well,
I don't have an agenda here.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to smoke it, and that's the thing. I mean, for the longest time, for years and years, people smoked, or they'd smoke a pipe or a joint or whatever. But with the new technology that's come out, you can now vape it. So you can completely just sidestep all of the, you know, the danger of the smoke part of it and the particulate matter and all that stuff, and you can actually vape it, which is much, much safer.
Well, and they now have vaping pens and vaping substances that don't include polypropylene or propylene glycol, antifreeze, and other things. So you have to be, when you're going to vape it, be sure that you have just the pure oil. And there are technologies available now where you do not have to put those synthetic, you know, things to I don't know why they put the stuff in it to begin with, but there are forms of it. So when you make that statement, Super Don, I just make the caveat that there are forms that contain things I don't want people vaping.
Agreed. Yeah. Although mm-hmm. there are ways to literally, you can vape the plant material without having to go into the oil end of things. Mm-hmm. And then you just completely don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
That is correct. So there you go. Now, this last week in our, I think, Friday's broadcast, we talked about the continuing resolution from Congress to keep the government from shutting down. They always screw the pooch and everybody with the CRs and what they do. There's one good thing in it. And again, you can always find something you go, oh, well, that's pretty good, right? But at the same time, the vast majority of what the federal government does, let's be honest, like Michael Bednarik says, is unconstitutional. Not that it matters to people in Congress. They wouldn't know the Constitution if it bit them in the aspirin. But the reality is there's something that was good that happened. Dana Rohrabacher, the Rohrabacher Farr Amendment, and it said last year, and it continues with the CR, said the Department of Justice shall not enforce federal cannabis laws in states where it's been legalized for medical purposes.
Tenth Amendment. Now,
yeah, and they're just acknowledging it from the federal level, but it doesn't preclude them going into those states that have recreational use because it specifically says medical only. So what about them? And what happens, as I said, when we go over the halfway mark, which we will inevitably this year, more than 25 states of the District of Columbia, significantly more, could be as much as 30 or more come November, that will legalize in various ways and various levels cannabis use. Again, big trouble for Big Pharma, because this will eat into their drug profits, eat into their drug sales. And the bankruptcy of Obamacare will totally collapse the drug industry market unless they full-on go to socialism and steal every bit of money out of this economy and throw it to the drug industry just to keep the drugs flowing, just to keep the vaccines coming in, because there's no liability for them if they're on the CDC-recommended schedule. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What about you guys and gals that say you don't need sleep? We're going to find out about you next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's not too much to listen, is it? We got a lot more healing to go. We never run out of things to do, but sometimes Super Don sleeps in, forgets it's Sunday. They're like, hello? It's not,
dude,
not
you
Monday
like
yet,
totally
but...
busted me on the air. What's up with that?
Well, no, I'm actually pleased when that happens occasionally, because that means you're really getting a good night's sleep, and it's like, wow, you know, to sleep in is a great joy, especially if you're a parent and you a grandparent hanging around grandkids. To sleep in is a real treasure.
True story. I was laying in bed, and I was just like, oh, yeah, it's Monday. God, oh, no, not going to worry about it right now. Mm-hmm. Just going to sleep. And then all of a sudden, boing. Well, crap, it's Sunday.
Yeah, you and I, we talk about sleep deprivation. Sometimes we are sleep deprived, especially when I'm on road trips and things, and you kind of push your way through these things, but we're not under any pretense, and we're not like macho men say, oh, I don't need to sleep. I mean, dude, I need my sleep.
I'll admit, yeah. I've been there, especially back in the day, years ago, when I was running a radio network, especially on the weekends. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And literally, I was working, 12, 14 hours, pushing it through. And you know what? There is a little bit of macho that goes on there sometimes, where it's like people they'll ask you, you mean you've been working for 14 hours? You'd pull the double shift? Yeah, no problem. No big deal. I only need 3-4 hours sleep. That was something Jerry Doyle used to talk about a lot, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
I only need 3-4 hours sleep. I'm good. Well, maybe not really.
No, I talk with him about it over the years as well. I don't perceive that having that little sleep over a long period of time is going to suit you well. Not only for physical regeneration, but other aspects of the energetic centers of the body, and the fact that I perceive that we are spiritual beings having human experiences. That is, we are in a human body that needs to regenerate. And spiritually speaking, we need to leave this body and spend some really good time in the other worlds to balance out the craziness that goes on here, right? And so this idea of 2 to 3 hours of sleep, oh, I'm fine, right? Now, we have a study that's just come out. I believe this is the case. And it's talking about, they say, the truth about people who brag they don't need much sleep. Yeah, you braggart, right? I am not a braggart in that regard. I like sleep. I slept in this morning. almost to 8:30, got up and went immediately after drinking some Echo water. I did a squirt of the Oceans Alive pure phytoplankton as well, and then I went out and mowed the lawn front and back, worked in the garden, and did some weeding, and I'm going to be sore. I took some Arnica afterwards, but that was good. Good for me. Now, have I done times in my history where I've had little sleep? Yes, and then I've caffeinated. That was when I was using coffee medicinally in the college years, but I couldn't continue to do it that way because I'd burn out my adrenals. So what is it about this study that jumped out at you, Super Don, in terms of not enough sleep?
Well, it says here that, you know, first they point out that everybody's probably got one friend that claims that they can survive on just a few hours a night. But according to this new study, they're saying that even though people may indeed function better on less sleep, they also may be more tired than they realize. And, in fact, they may be falling asleep throughout the day without even knowing it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's those moments where your body, and I don't even think it's the physical body as much as
I think
as
you
it
call
is,
that a brownout, don't you?
Brownout, yeah. No, I'm talking about the you know, soul is what's inside concept, where the body goes, all right, you hang on, keep going, I'm leaving, I'm out of here, I got to get out of here, right? I got to get out of this place, and you want to say soul just leaves. And you're going out for that quick daydream, cat nap, whatever, and then you come back. There's something about that that is so necessary to nourish and feed the soul, spirit. And that's not assessed or addressed in this article. I realize the research pretty much went into through psychological and radiological and neurological examinations. They looked at MRI scans, and they talked about, you know, what this drifting off phenomenon is that they see that these people are falling asleep literally for a few minutes.
It's interesting because they're saying that they put people in an MRI and they examine their brain waves, and during periods of time when they are supposed to be awake or when they seem to be awake, mm-hmm. their brainwave patterns actually were showing the patterns of being asleep. So it's like their brain went to sleep.
Right, exactly. So brag all you want, but you need that sleep. You need that recovery time, and you're going to find it even during the day, just hopefully not while you're driving a car, okay?
While you're listening to the show.
Not while you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You need to pay attention to everything we say here. There'll be a pop quiz afterwards. RobertScottBell.com if you want to submit a comment or a question, or call me now, 866-939-BELL. Cilla Woodcott, we're talking homeoprophylaxis next hour, alternatives to statins, and who knows what else. Oh, punching Martin Shkreli as well. Because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.